see Muslims as an aggressive group because they look at Iran and they look at Iraq, the jihad. Do you notice that already when they see you as the same Muslims, as the same aggressive Muslims? And what do you do about it?
The problem is that under the name of civilized behavior, so much duplicity is practiced that it is very difficult for an ordinary person to know the difference between an outward attitude of his friends towards him and his real attitude. On the one hand, he is influenced by extremely antagonistic propaganda against Islam and Islamic values, instead of asking straightforwardly and honestly a Muslim friend and giving him a chance to defend himself or his faith, he keeps this propaganda to himself, remains deeply convinced that basically Islam is evil, basically Islamic views are no longer applicable to the modern problems of the human society, but this man is exceptional individually. My civil behavior requires me to remain kind to him. So this duplicity in the name of kindness and decency creates a gap between realities. And the Muslims are never given a chance, a genuine chance mostly, to know what their close friends think of them and of their faith. The only bitter experiences they have of the real inner side of the society is when they walk the streets and they hear abuses from, from hooligans, irresponsible elements in the society, who don't care a hoot what anyone else thinks about him. And then, sometimes he's beaten, he's pinched, he's insulted in public, even by children. Then he realizes that, after all, this is my status in this society, not the one which was meted, which I imagined was through the kind treatment of my friends. So there is so much to it to be said. I think this is not the proper forum, but I have delivered, you'll be surprised to learn, 15 sermons, more than an hour long, on the issue of Gulf and the relevant problems. And I have analyzed in detail, within historic perspective, in the perspective of Christian teachings and Islamic teachings, in the perspective of the so-called modern politics and so on and so forth, that will be published in the form of a booklet. And because a 20 hours sermon cannot be briefed into a few moments, cannot be squeezed into a few moments, so I'll excuse myself now. But the fundamental thing which I wanted to convey to you is that real decency is something else and superficial decency is something else. Real decency demands that if you think ill of your friend, you should politely tell him. Give him a fair and genuine chance to defend himself. Then even if he appears to be evil, and you remain to be kind to him, that is real decency, not the superficial civilization which you consider to be decency.